So good to welcome back the amazing, the most lovely and the bubbly Heli Shah, who is seen in Colours' latest show, Ishq Mein Marjama. Heli joins us live. Hi Heli, how are you doing?
Hi Raj, I'm good, how are you?
I'm doing really well, Heli, and I'm so happy to talk to you. I think the last time we spoke was during Sufiana, and now you're back with this new show.
It's been almost more than a year that we talked.
Babre, is it really that long? Oh man.
Yeah.
Oh man. Okay, but can I just say, you are looking amazing in your new look. I know that you've been doing a lot of kind of, kind of hairdressing yourself.
You cut your hair
yourself. How was that experience during lockdown? You cut your hair?
So I think it was fun. That day, suddenly I thought that, you know what, I'll chop my fringes, like I'll trim them and I'll cut them on my own. I've never ever done that in my life. But at that point of time, I was so excited. I was like, I have to do it because I've never done it. Aaj to mujhe experience karna hai. So that's the reason I just went for it without thinking anything else. And I think it was fun. I'm so glad that I did something like this. I mean, you need to experience everything in your life. So
I agree. I think during the pandemic, a lot of people tried different things that they wouldn't normally do. I think a lot of people did cut their own hair because I think they just had enough of it during the lockdown. But Heli, let's talk about Ishq Mein Marjama, because obviously this is a sequel, as in it's part two to a show that was already on Colours before. What made you say yes to Ishq Mein Marjama? What was it about this season that you said yes to?
See, honestly, when I was offered the show, because I knew that, you know, it's a season two of the whole show, like it's season two and it's going to be thriller, and I've never done thriller, and that's the one kind of genre I love to watch. I mean, that's something I watch it almost all the time. So I was like, this is such a great, opportunity. And when I heard about my character, when I was given brief and everything, so I think it was just very exciting for me. So that's the reason I was like, I'll do it.
There's obviously been there's the two actors in it as well that we need to talk about, because your co-stars in it that make the show what it is. What is it about their characters that you really like? You know, Vansh and Kabir in it.
So I have very different chemistry with both of them. Kabir is Ridhima's lover. She loves him so much that, you know, everybody has seen that she can go to any extent, you know, for him. And Kabir, Vansh is concerned, she has a very, very, you know, different type of chemistry with him. Like, she's always very scared, vulnerable in front of him. That's I think best part, that I have different types of scene with both of them, and it's always fun to do different type of scene with both the actors.
Heli, obviously during the pandemic, a lot of viewers were switching onto digital platforms, which means the content was a little bit more kind of, you know, the high quality and different unique kind of subjects that were being dealt with. So do you think Ishq Mein Marjama is kind of competing with that kind of sector, because it's a different kind of show, isn't it? It's a thriller, but it's a kind of a different field of it. You know, what would you say about the kind of competition that there is with digital platforms?
I think, I agree that during pandemic, and anyways when lockdown was there, everybody, you know, switched on to watching a lot of OTT shows, because obviously there was no new content on television. And I feel that we'll always have that audience for television. So now I think people are still coming back. I don't know if there's that competition or not, because our show is also watched online a lot. Like when last we saw the, online viewership, I think we had really great numbers. And I think probably people are watching it more online. Mm-hmm. Than television. That's one thing that I think we've seen so far.
That's good. It's just started anyway, so I think that is going to be the trend forward. I do want to also ask you about the, how you felt about going back to the sets of the show when obviously, you know, everyone was still kind of apprehensive about going back after the lockdown. How did you feel on the first day when you went back, and what's the health and safety kind of procedure on the sets?
I was was honestly very scared. Like, I had that fear in my mind, back of the mind. I was very much conscious and aware that, you know what, I have to take so much precaution, and the life is not going to be same as before. There are so many other things, and everything has changed so much. So, yeah, I actually, all of us, we took so many days to sort of, you know, mold ourselves into this current new situation, because you can't be very much liberal with each and everything. You have to be so particular about sanitizing, cleaning, this, that. So, and that fear, I think it's still there, because you know that, you know, cases are increasing, and you have to keep yourself sanitized all the time. You have to keep your immunity, right, and mm-hmm. Basically take care of yourself as much as you can. So,
indeed.
Yeah, but I think at the same time I was excited also to be back on set and, you know, face the camera, because that's something I love, and that's what I do. So yeah, I think mixed emotions there.
This was the first original show to come back on television, as in the first original show to launch after the lockdown on Indian television, which was an even bigger thing. So well done on that, Heli. There's a couple of questions from fans. I'm sorry, you know, I'm speeding up because I'm very conscious that I know you're shooting and you're going to be called for a shot any moment. So I'm trying to rush.
Yeah, I know, but
Abhi Tak,
they haven't called me, so...
Thank God. Let's just see how it goes. There's a question from Kiran who wants to know, Ridhima, is she really a pawn in Vansh and Kabir's game, or is it the reverse? What are we going to be seeing in terms of the storyline?
Anything, you know, about the future track or whatever, I'm not supposed to, you know, reveal. It's a thriller show, yeah, anything can happen. I also don't know, but we can expect anything to happen.
but have the producers told you that there will be some kind of dark shades possibly in Ridhima's character?
See, so far, I haven't been... told, and I don't know, but I honestly don't know.
Take care. There's another question here from Heli Gang, who wants to know, Ridhima's jhumkas and hand accessories are the most attractive part about Ridhima. Does she enjoy wearing them?
Of course I love wearing them. In fact, I feel that, you know, the wardrobe and the kind of clothes and jewelry that's there for Ridhima, I love it. I enjoy wearing each and every costume that they have for Ridhima.
And is there anything that you want to change about Ridhima? I know it's still early days, but is there anything that you want to kind of tweak?
No. I think the way she is, I'm enjoying so much playing her. And, you know, she's nice, she's vulnerable, she's strong at the same time. So there's so many layers to her, you know, personality. And I think she'll be growing day by day, and the audience will see the growth also in her. So I don't want to change her.
Okay.
I think she's perfect as she is.
Okay. And Heli Gang also want to know, which shade of Ridhima fascinates you the most?
Which shade of Ridhima?
Which shade of Ridhima?
Scared, but again, she has that factor in her, jo usko situation se bahar nikalta hai. So I think that's something really amazing about her, because she's not an experienced, you know, person. Like, she hasn't experienced all these things that she's going through right now in her life. So I think that quality is. Really nice.
Heli, I've been following your journey, I mean, ever since obviously Swaragni days. We obviously had the interview then, to obviously Sufiana, and, you know, everything else you've done in between as well. It's been absolutely fantastic. I mean, how would you describe your journey so far in your TV career?
I think I always say that it's been beautiful, because after Swaragini and Devanshi, I've been very particular about the kind of shows that I want to do, and I'm so glad that kind of change has happened in me. Like, I don't want to be a part of anything and everything, you know. I want to be very picky, very, very choosy when it comes to, you know, picking up my shows, and I am so happy. And I feel fortunate enough that, you know, I am being able to do that. And as an actor also, when I see my growth and when I see that how I've worked on my craft, I am very happy about it. And I think the journey overall has been very, very amazing, because yeah, I've always got the support and, you know, the love also.
And are you feeling the fact that, you know, you're getting a lot more of the shows that you want to do? I mean, as in, like, are you content with what you're getting now than, say, when you were in the initial part of your career?
See, that time I wasn't very much experienced, and probably that time I was still learning, and I didn't have a lot of knowledge about, you know, my craft and other things as well. So I won't say that I wasn't picky at that time. At that time also, I was a little picky, but right now I think I am a little more experienced, I can say, or maybe I'm more mature enough, and yeah, so...
That's interesting. Very good. Heli, I mean, also, there's fans that also want to know about Dil Bechara. Have you watched Dil Bechara yet?
I couldn't watch because I was shooting, and when I came back home, I was just, you know, so tired. I couldn't watch it, but I think in this week, I plan to watch it.
Okay. But by the way, Sufiana Pyar Mera is still airing on Star Plus in the UK at 8:30. So I know there's a lot of fans.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. So we're getting that at 8:30 in the UK. We're getting Ishwin Marjama at 7 o'clock. So we're getting a double dose of Heli Shah. I don't think anyone's complaining about that.
That's fantastic. Both the shows, obviously, all the shows are very close to my heart. But, you know, Sufiana does hold a very, very special place. Also, Ishwin Marjama, because it's a very different show, and the character that I'm playing, it's just, I think, very lovable. Yay.
Heli, I mean, Jaane Se Pehle, I'm not going to let you go without giving me some exclusive. So you have to reveal something to me, ke kuch aane wala hai in the show, just to kind of tempt the fans and the viewers.
Kuch aane wala hai. Okay. I think in the coming episodes, this week, next week also, people are going to see so much drama and so much, you know, something that they probably haven't expected to happen so soon. But I think, I hope that they like it.
Oh, see, this is good because the fact that it's 3 weeks, 3 weeks old, so it's good that you're getting all these twists and turns, getting in there early, because you don't want it to be a slow kind of thriller. You want it to be quite upbeat and quite fast and energetic at the same time as well. So looking forward to seeing what's going to be unraveling in the next week or so.
Thank you.
Heli, what would you like to say to your Heli gang, to your whole family, that you know, the love that everyone gives you? What would you like to say to the fans?
Sorry, I missed it.
Final message for all your fans out there.
Final message to all the fans, to all the listeners also. Thank you so much for always supporting, always loving me, appreciating even my smallest hard work. Thank you so much, because it means a lot. And I'm always overwhelmed, you know, seeing the kind of response that I get and the kind of love that I get. And thank you so much. Lots of love to all.
Heli, thank you so much. Always so good talking to you. I'm just, I was very conscious about the timing. I'm so glad we got this interview done, because otherwise it would have been postponed for a few days.
I'm glad that nobody came to call me for the short. So.
No, thank God for that. Heli, I wish you all the best with Ishqe Marjama, and we'll catch
you
again very soon. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you too. Bye-bye.
Lovely talking to you after... So many months.
It has been so many months. But thank you again. I'll speak to you soon, all right?
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. I think that's a lovely Heli Shah. By the way, the reason why I got the interview in early is because Heli Shah is currently filming for Ishwin Marjama. And we were very conscious about timing because I didn't want to cut the interview short. And secondly, I didn't want to delay the interview till next week, all right? So there you go. Heli Shah, if you missed that, you can listen back to it at subrusradio.com or the mobile app. I'll be back in a minute. Don't go anywhere.
At Honda, we believe in our ears.